Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. Today, I have a special guest. Callan John is a copywriter and marketer. He's the marketing manager at Make Your Mark Training and Consulting, a company that has a seven-step process that helps entrepreneurs take their business to the next level. Callan is a conversion expert, and his specialty is taking what's there, tweaking it to make it much, much better. And I am so excited because I happen to have a chance to be in your class.
Exactly. Well, here's the first thing I'll start. It's pronounced Colin.
Oh, sorry.
So, no, it's not your fault because you know me as KJ.
Yes.
And the reason why I go by KJ because my first name is Colin, my last name is John, and we already have a Colin at the office who's the owner of the company. So everyone just calls me KJ. So a lot of people don't even know my name, how to pronounce my first name because it's spelled so weird.
Okay, Colin. Got it.
Yeah.
I should have caught you at the beginning. Sorry about that, Colin.
That's all right.
But you have such a phenomenal energy. And when you were teaching marketing and grabbing people's attention and having so many ahas in the audience, I couldn't help but say, you know what? We got to get KJ on here. We got to get him sharing some of that knowledge with our listeners here on the Millionaire Woman Show, because some of it is so simple that people think it needs to be so hard. So just to get a little bit, so people get to know you and get the feel of your energy and how you approach the world, I'd like to know, why did you choose marketing as a career? What drew you to it?
Well, I actually went to school for marketing about 10 years ago, but I went to college for it. And one thing I learned after I graduated from college is college does not show you how to do marketing. It shows you how to get a job in marketing, which is completely different, because once I started my first marketing job, I thought marketing was making things look pretty and impressing people with design and stuff like that. I mean, that's a part of the design aspect, the branding aspect, but what I learned marketing was after was it's about compelling people to make a decision that's beneficial for them. That journey started for me about 4 years ago, listening to a podcast just like this. There was this podcast I listen to, I still do religiously. It's called I Love Marketing. And I left my job one day thinking, I really want to help this company and I don't know how to do so. I felt like I was fooling everyone by saying I was a marketer and I wasn't really impacting the company anyhow. I always had the gift of gab so I can BS my way through anything. And I came to a point where I wanted to actually learn how to improve this company and not just give them lip service. So I drove home and I was actually at my kitchen table, which I am now, just listening to that podcast. And the first episode was episode 101, 101 episodes in. It was called Branding BS or I Love Marketing and Brand.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I listened to it too. It's awesome.
Oh, amazing, yeah. So that was the first episode I listened to. And that was exactly what I thought marketing was. And they debunked everything I thought it was on that one podcast. And something just clicked in my brain. What I explained to people is I realized how much of my actual future was in my hands and all the things I wanted to do to help people, I could control that through marketing. I can actually help them now properly. I went back to work that next day and I've always been on this high since 4 years ago.
And it's from a podcast like this.
It's from a podcast just like this.
With Joe Polish.
Polish and Dean Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, and it's fantastic, and it makes you really think differently. And I love how you said, you know, you had that moment, and it's like, I really need to approach it.
So exactly.
Based on what you share with me, how much has your life changed since then in having that aha?
My life has done a 180, really. I've always had this, like I said, this gift of gab and this song inside my heart that I never got to sing. because I didn't understand how to get it out. Now that I understand not just marketing, but human psychology and how to get people where they want to go by getting them out of their own way, that's helped me in my relationships with my family. It's helped me get engaged in the last, I just got engaged 2 months ago.
Congratulations.
It's got me my dream position at Make Your Mark, where I help entrepreneurs. My job is to help entrepreneurs get to the next level. I couldn't ask for a better position.
So how much more fulfilling is your life today because of that?
God, I don't know what this was my plan when I'm 34 years old this year. My plan when I was 28 was to become, because I was such a drifter, was to become a police officer at 34 if I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. I was just going to settle and just become a cop because of the things I heard. They had good pension and they had this longevity and blah, blah, blah. And I came to the point where I'm like, I don't want that. What do I really actually want? And now that I understand what I want and how to get it and how to get people what they want, I mean, like I said, I've been on this high for 4 years. I feel so fulfilled.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And we're thinking about all the people listening who, you know, they might have that song in their heart too. And maybe there's days that they think, you know what, I am settling. I'm not going after fully what I want to do. And part of it is because they're scared, but they're getting in their own way. So what were some of the ways that steps that you took to get out of your own way?
There's two quotes that I always go back to. Is one is, to get what you have never gotten before, you have to do what you've never done before. Mm-hmm. That quote alone always, when I get up in the morning and I think about, because I read my goal every time I wake up in the morning, my alarm goes off, my goal pops up on my phone, and I read it, and it sets me back to the place of, if you don't want anything, then you can just stay in bed right now. But if there's things you want, there's a list you made the night before that you need to complete, and it starts right now. And that always sets me on the right path. The other quote is, you know what, I forgot what the other quote was right now.
I like
it. I know what it is. I remember what it is. Is another quote that really helps me. Being a perfectionist a lot really gets in my way. So the quote is, all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. And just realizing that what I do, just everything I do, if I just finish a lot of the things I do, a lot of things I start, it's exponentially better than making one thing perfect.
Yeah. And I think there's so many of us who think everything has to be perfect. And I think one of the greatest lessons that came out of the class that you taught was, you're testing, constantly testing all the time. You can make adjustments. So it doesn't need to be perfect right from the get-go.
That's the thing along, because right before I started marketing, I started really getting into science. And the book that I recommended the students and you to read is Scientific Advertising. Because science doesn't look to prove what's real. It looks to disprove things. It doesn't look to prove things. It deals with falsehoods and not with facts, right? It looks at the facts and makes constructs based on those things. So the theory of gravity, people say it's still just a theory, but a theory is the highest scientific level that you can approach. And that's the same thing with marketing. Just because things aren't perfect, it's still exactly where you want it to be. You have to think about what you want in the end and not what your ultimate aspirations are. With marketing, there's no failure. It's just, you're just testing.
Mm-hmm. You're testing. And I like that.
It's like Thomas Edison. He knew how many ways a light bulb wouldn't work until he got to the way it did work.
Yeah, exactly. So what is the most interesting application that you've had it for a job? And I know that there's a secret to it, because it scored you your chance of a lifetime.
Exactly. Well, what you're referring to is what I shared at Marketing Warrior at our course, where I talk about when I was on Craigslist that one day and I saw this ad, and the ad was very specific for the kind of, not the roles that would thirst what the person would do, but more the kind of person that they're looking for. And seeing that, I realized that the person writing this job description is a no-nonsense marketer himself or herself. I could see that. So instead of doing the same old BS resume and bragging about the things I've done as far as jobs, I wrote a cover letter that was essentially a sales letter. I took all the words they used in it and spun them so that they can look like I do those things. So For example, it talks about they're not looking for a clock watcher. So they're looking for a dedicated marketer that's results focused. Because like Dan Sullivan says, a famous coach, business coach says, you can live in the time and effort economy, or you can live in the results economy. So time and effort's based on how much time and effort you put into something, and results, I can work 1 hour and get the results that it takes someone working 8 hours to do. And that's much better. And I saw that's the kind of person that this job offer is looking for. So I wrote my cover letter based on all that knowledge that I had towards that.
And I think it's very powerful. And the other thing that you were saying is everything that we write is marketing. Everything, the way we phrase it, who we're sending it to, so our website, our marketing materials, like our brochures, they're not meant to be just spilling out all these features and benefits. There's really some tactical things that people can be doing.
Exactly. There's my general manager at work, her husband's a marketer, and he says, marketing isn't everything, but everything is marketing. And I love that. It sounds kind of stupid at first, but as you go deeper into it, you realize that, well, everything isn't marketing, but anything you do is actually getting other people to do the things that they want to do. Mm-hmm. Everything you do is that.
And it has to do with that mark, the influence and the persuasion exactly. of having people to buy into your ideas.
Exactly, exactly.
So what are three things that you think people do not consider when putting together their marketing plan?
The Stephen Covey thing, start with the end in mind. What do you want in the end? At the end of you doing, writing anything or making anything, what do you want the listener, viewer, anybody to do in the end? So that's comes down to a call to action a lot. A lot of people, I remember we were working with your website, and you know, you had a lot of points of how you take people through your process, but then you got to the end of the page and you just didn't know what to do next. If you mm-hmm. like, well, where do you want to lead them next? So you have to start with that end in mind, and the end in mind is I'm going to have someone in my facility and I'm going to be coaching. So, and then you work your steps backwards. So it's always start from the end and work backwards. One thing. Another thing is for marketers is the design aspect. So when you design something and it might look ugly to other people that aren't your target audience. So it's always figure out who your target audience is first and then go for them, and don't worry about everybody else, because a lot of the things that we create doesn't look very visually appealing to people. But that sometimes that doesn't matter, because if it's getting the message across to your target market and they're clicking and they're going through with what you want them to do, it doesn't matter if it's ugly or not. Sometimes ugly is the best thing you can do, because when things are exactly where they want to go, it doesn't set off that alarm in our head. We don't think, as soon as you move something out of place, you want to put it back into place. There's that loop that doesn't get closed. So we want to keep that loop open and talk to your target market. And the last thing I would say is marketing is just salesmanship in print. That's one thing I harped on you guys a lot of the course is it's marketing is just how you would sell to a person, how you would put it on a print, how you put it in video, how you would do it on a podcast, how you would do it anyhow. Just remember that it doesn't change anything when you go from talking to someone face to face or you go to write it in with them. You still have to create a dialogue out of a monologue, essentially, because writing is a monologue. But you still have to let them know that I understand your pain. I'm engaged with you. So marketing is salesmanship in print.
Yeah. And for those people who don't believe they're marketers, one of the other things that you emphasize is that every single person is a marketer.
Oh, regardless if you like it or not. your success in life and your relationships are contingent on you understanding what the people around you want and you helping them get it, even when they don't feel like they want it anymore.
And sometimes that they don't even know that they need it.
Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes they don't even know they need it. So marketing, you know, it's human psychology applied.
Mm-hmm. So what is the secret to writing a great copy?
Ooh, the secret to writing great copy starts like with salesmanship in print. I think it was, who's the copywriter that said it? It was might have been Dan Kennedy who said, record yourself at concert pitch, how you would sell to someone, and just transcribe it and write it down. So if you walked up to someone to sell them, let's say a cell phone, you wouldn't just start blurting out the facts about the cell phone. and how great the cell phone is and who Apple is or Samsung is or how where their position is in the market and all that stuff. No, you would probably ask them questions first about themselves. You would get all their needs down and you would see if that phone actually does what they need it to do first. If it's not that phone in particular, then you would recommend a different phone that they can use. But what you need to do is find out the needs of your people first, the people you're selling to first, and record yourself at concert pitch talking to those needs. Record yourself actually speaking to them and just transcribe that. That's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah. And see, here's that simple tip that, you know, exactly. We think it's so hard and it can be just as matter as you talking to someone and recording it and just transcribing that.
Another thing I would add to that would be write to one person. So if you are writing anything on your website, if you're writing anything, an email, never write, hey guys, or hey all, or hey everyone, because they're not reading it all at once. One person's reading at a time. So when I write an email and I know who the target market is, I go on Google and I look up that type of person. I put that picture on my screen and I write to that particular person. I write to one person every time I write, because only one person is reading what you're writing.
Yeah. And you want that connection, and chances are, when even though you're writing to that particular image or that person that you saw, it's an avatar of all the people with similar characteristics.
That's exactly what it is. It's an avatar of everybody with similar characteristics. You said exactly right.
So what's better? You know, you hear people saying, well, full long pages that I'm scrolling through, long copy, does it keep me there? Or is it the short copy that's better for the bigger bang to your buck?
This is like the age old debate. The thing about this kind of stuff is when you're in the marketing community, there really isn't a debate. Long copy, almost, you know, I think the stat is 80 something percent of the time performs better than short copy, with all things being equal. Long copy is the best way of communicating with people, because you get all their objections answered inside the copy. If you leave a stone unturned and they're still wondering, well, does it come in green or does it just come in blue? And you don't answer that, even though the price is right, everything is right, they might not be interested. So you need that extra copy to get through all the points you need to get to. A lot of the people's arguments is, well, I wouldn't read that. People don't read that. That's too long to read. And I always say one of the most popular books in the world is the Bible. People read that. People read Harry Potter. People read Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. Those movies are so long. There's 9 of them. There's 8 of them. People actually, if you keep people's interest and you don't bore them, because you can't bore people into buying, you don't bore them, then people will take you along that journey. You keep them interested. And that's what writing copy is about. It's about learning what people need and giving them every step of the way, keeping them engaged.
So some people will go and hire a marketer, but I've always known, just as an entrepreneur, that it's really good to understand what it does first before you start, you know, delegating that off to someone else. What are some things that people should look for in their marketer?
The things people should look for in their marketer, this is a great question, is what Dan Kennedy again said is, two things you shouldn't abdicate are, you can delegate but not abdicate, is your checkbook and your marketing. So how the money comes in and how the money goes out. You should never abdicate that. So you yourself should, you don't have to be an expert marketer, but you have to know what you're doing and you have to know who you're hiring. You have to know why you're hiring them, so you can actually be in charge, but be in control of what's happening. They can be in charge of the marketing. You have to make sure you know what they're doing, because the thing about hiring a marketer is most marketers, their customer is you, while your customer is your customers. That marketer needs to know that you are not their customer. Your customer is their customer. Mm-hmm. That's what they really need to realize, because if they're looking to just impress you by putting your face all over everything and making you the star of the ad, and it's going to make you feel good, but it's not going to make you any money. It's not going to get you anybody to opt into what you want them to do.
Yeah.
Always learn the skill first before you start hiring for it.
And I think that's really important piece, because you don't need to be an expert at it, because that's not why you started your business. That's not why you went after what you're going. But learning how copy works, you can also work in partnership with that marketer and mm-hmm. work toward your customer versus being two separate entities and
exactly.
that person working toward you. So when it comes to marketing, the other thing that comes to my mind is, how do people get their newsletters to be open? You know, sometimes I'll get so many in my inbox and I'm like, oh, I can't believe I subscribe to so many. And then, you know, some will catch your eye, the headline, and some won't. And what is required that people grab their attention and say, I want to open that?
Ooh, that's a really good question. That's something I'm figuring out right now myself. This is a kind of a two-part answer for me. So the actual headline, the subject line, and the headline of a sales letter is the most important thing. So the subject line, the whole point of marketing, let me say it this way. The whole point of marketing is not to make a sale. It's to get them to take the next step. And then that step gets them to take the next step. So when you get an email in your inbox, the first thing is, the subject line needs to be compelling and grabbing. It needs to get to that pain right away of the prospect. So they need to just click open. That's the only job of the subject line. Now the headline in the body copy is to get them to read the actual copy itself. Read what you've written down. That copy is supposed to get them to click or call or do whatever you want them to do. The subject line is not to get them to buy anything. It's to get them to open that letter, and that's it. So I would even Google. This is what I do a lot, is I Google subject lines and I R&D. I rip off and I duplicate the ones that are getting the best open rates for 2016 or 2017. What kind of headline? Is it a number in the headline? Is it a question? Do you have to put the person's name in the headline so they see their name? Does that stuff still work? Because a lot of this stuff online, it changes quickly because everyone has access to this information and they overuse a lot of the things.
Yeah. And I think, and I love what you said, you know, you can just go to Google. There's so many things people I don't have the resources. Well, the resources are literally at your fingertips.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's Pinterest, there's a whole bunch of iconographics, there's books like we were talking about earlier, you know, the Copywriter's Handbook, the Scientific Advertising. Everybody has what's available to them. And I think part of the thing is that people don't want to put in the work.
I agree. The thing is about, like you were saying about books, is Scientific Advertising is free. Like you can Google Scientific Advertising and download it. I think it's 70 pages long, but it tells you literally everything you need to know about the psychology of how people think. It is the best book ever written on the subject of marketing. I was saying real quickly that it's a two-part answer. So what I would do for subject lines and stuff like that is not to rely strictly on one avenue of marketing. One marketing avenue that's really neglected nowadays is direct mail. That is, you don't often get things in the mail for you that you want to open. Most of the stuff you get in the mail these days is either coupon booklets or bills in the mail. But if something's addressed to you that it's handwritten, insignia, that's not insignia. What is it? Address? What's the address box called? The address box, I guess.
Your mailing address and
mailing address.
Your shipping address.
handwritten shipping address on it. That means so much than just an email. Now, email is obviously cheap. It's ultimately free. But if you want people to pay attention to you, you have to get to them how other marketers. You're saying your inbox is overcrowded, mm-hmm. but I bet you anything your mailbox isn't with the same stuff. So that's how you break through a lot of the clutter.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just as you were saying that, there's so many ways to market your business, you know, and I think people default to the email or the e-newsletter because they are popular, easy, inexpensive generally. But you need to step out of that box and thinking, because that tends to be what everyone out there is doing.
Exactly.
Right. So what are you going to do differently to get your message out so people hear more about why they would want to work with you?
Exactly what you're saying. So what you need to do is think about the lifetime value of the customer. So if you sell a product that's $100 and your profit margins are 50%, let's just say, you know that $50 is the ultimate amount you can mail until it stops making sense to mail to them. So you can mail them, if the postcard you're sending is $1, you can mail them 50 times. You can mail them once a month for 6 years before that actually starts making a difference to your bottom line.
So it's more about seeding, right? Because you got to start looking about how many different ways that people can market. So we talked about direct marketing. We talked about email marketing. We've talked about postcards, other forms of direct mail, kind of like writing that Christmas letter.
Yes.
Is another one. What are some other ones that you would recommend that people not, you know, they might have been pushing it aside, but maybe they should bring their attention back to?
Yeah, the main one, honestly, no joke, is going to be direct mail. It is, once you start with that and you hone, that's why copywriting is so important, is because you can actually communicate people. You have them write their attention right there, because it's that only piece. There's no inbox to click off. There's a letter in the mail addressed to them with their name on it that looks like it's from your grandmother. You're going to open a piece of mail from your grandma.
Yeah.
Their mail over the A pile and the B pile. The B pile is usually garbage and the A pile is stuff that's personal. Write a personal letter to someone asking them to do something and make it from the heart, like you would talk to them like a person, like you would talk to them in person. And that goes miles and miles ahead of almost any kind of electronic marketing there is. Yeah. There is, we do at Make Your Mark, we do a lot of Facebook advertising. That works very well for us. It can be a misleading thing because you're thinking Facebook. It's such a big avenue. I need to get in there. I need to figure out how to do this. The reason why it works for us is because we fill events of 200 plus people. So we need a quick way to get a lot of customers, because a lot of those people are going to fall through our funnel. Most business owners don't need that many customers. So the big things they can do is something simple like referral marketing. Mm-hmm. Talk to your customers you have now and ask them to get you more customers. Really, that's that easy. We have an amazing referral program at Make Your Mark. It's called our ambassador program. It works extremely well for us.
Yeah.
You planned client appreciation event and just got them to invite two other guests to this client appreciation. My fiance right now, today, is doing a blow dry. She's a hairstylist. She's doing a blow dry class for her clients. And they're each bringing one of their friends to the blow dry class and how to properly blow dry your hair to get that salon look. She has eight people signed up. They're each bringing a person. She's probably going to have eight new clients by the end of it that are just like the target market, right?
Wow.
Just having an event for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So it's very simple. And one of the things that I picked up is when you mail out that letter, don't have it printed off your computer and have it with your pasted address printed off from the printer. It needs to be handwritten if someone's really going to open it. And I'm like, exactly. Whoa, you know, people think it's just so easy. I can just slide it through the computer. It's all preset. All the addresses will go on there. I put my little sticker on and away we go. But that's not it. That's too easy.
If it's easy, then your competition's probably making it easy as well. So you have to do what's a little bit more difficult in order to get through the clutter.
That alone, I think people will start doing differently. What is the number one thing that our listeners and viewers right now should be doing in their marketing that you think that will help them get to the next level?
That's a really good question. Both of them are two things I just mentioned. First, I'll go back to the target market. Is really defining who you're talking to. A lot of people say, well, my product's for everyone. Anyone can use my product. Well, we understand that. I completely understand that. And I'm not saying don't talk to those people or don't sell to those people. But you have a finite amount of time and money and energy. Spend that time, money, and energy on the people that are really going to benefit the most from your product. So honestly, what I would recommend is just Google, select target market, and see what the things are there, like the criteria, age, demographic, interest. Get the demographic and the psychographic and fill those things out as much as you can based on your best customers now, and look to get more of those customers. Because if they're the ones who are paying you the most, that are the easiest to work with, and that get the most value from what you do, your only job now is to get more of those people. Those other people are going to come in that you have. They're going to come in how they come in. But if you want to get profitable customers that are going to love what you do and get the most benefit, then select them properly. Do that. Do the due diligence on that.
Yeah.
The second thing I would say would be the actual referral part of the marketing. Marketing is very sexy to create these crazy landing pages and these lead sources. the unsexy part of it is just talking to people. Hey, I really enjoy working with you, and I know you're getting a lot from my product. Is there anybody else in your life you know that is as nice and pleasant to work with as you that also will get a lot from this product or service like you do?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. My friend Steve, he would love. Okay. Do you mind giving me Steve contact information and just exchanging contact information with me and Steve? Sure. No problem. Done. New customer, just as profitable as the last one.
Yeah. And they can tap into their own resources. It doesn't have to be brand new out there.
No, not at all.
Not I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Millionaire Woman Show, Colin. And how can people stay in touch with you if they wanted to talk to you more about marketing?
Ooh. I don't really do any outside marketing for Make Your Mark, but once you're in the Make Your Mark system, we work diligently to make sure that you get all that you need. So if you're in if you're listening and you're in Vancouver, you're in Calgary, or you're in Toronto, then go to mymsuccess.com and sign up for our 2-hour event called Mastering Your Business for Maximum Profit and Success. And come out to event and just check out what Make Your Mark does. And if you want to go further with it, then I highly suggest you do, because Deborah could probably say that she's getting a lot of value from the program itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I have been part of the Make Your Mark program. It's going to be coming up a year now.
Wow.
And, phenomenal. It has challenged me in new ways, changed my marketing and also sales. And I know the next, because I am in a 2-year program, and I know the next year is even going to be even better.
Exactly.
So, go check it out. If you want to know more, you're welcome to contact me. I'm happy to share. And I have a special number code. If you want to contact me, I am happy to share with you. It's 22647. And let them know that Colin and I have sent you there. And you'll have a chance to hear KJ share the marketing warrior with you, because he's phenomenal. And thanks again, KJ, for coming on the show. I think more people need to understand how marketing works to really deliver the value that they need. And you gave us so many golden nuggets,
wow,
so many juicy pieces that people need to hang on to and start looking at their own marketing and reflecting on that.
Thanks a lot, Deborah. Appreciate what you do.
Oh, thanks so much. Well, everyone, that's a wrap for the Millionaire Woman Show today. So we would love for you to go over to iTunes, give us a 5-star high five, and write us a review. Email us. Let us know how this podcast has impacted the way you do business, your leadership, or how it's impacted your life. Or send me an email at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. And share with us. We would love to hear from you. Even a video testimonial, as I've known from KJ there, that would be fantastic. Share with us on social media. Let us know how this show has transformed for you. As Mahatma Gandhi says, be the change you wish to see in the world and make today great. Take care, everyone.